Continuing our spring sports spotlights here on KNIA, talking with Indianola soccer senior Emma Turnbull. Emma, thank you very much for joining us. I want to talk a little bit about preparing for the season. You know, last year there was a lot of fun, so kind of talk about the off season, getting ready for this spring sports season.
Yeah, so I always play indoor soccer during the winter so that I can prepare for my spring season. And then we always have little indoor practices just for fun, and we always do those to work on our technical skills and just to be able to get in shape for season.
Well, talk a little bit about the indoor soccer season, because I know it's a little bit faster, obviously a little bit different. So talk about how that kind of helps you work on your game a little bit.
So indoor soccer is a lot faster paced because we play at the soccer house, and it's not really turf. It's just like a sheet of flooring, and it's so much faster than like turf or grass. It's more of like playing on a basketball court, kind of. It helps you work on your technical skills because it's so much faster and you have to keep up, and you want to use more foot skill when you're going faster.
I know Coach talked a lot about team culture and how, you know, she makes you know when it's time to work, but also that you're there to have some fun. So kind of talk about your, I guess, opinion of the team culture right now.
Even though we didn't really get to have our season, our team culture was still really amazing. We are still planning to have some sort of team bonding, even though we aren't having a season, whenever this coronavirus thing lifts up. I feel like our culture was amazing. We were very serious, but at the same time, we were able to have fun with each other. We really relied on each other for games. We weren't just focused on ourselves. We had a lot of team building. It took a lot of time, of course, but I feel like we all grew very strong, and we made the team what it is.
Talk about kind of what you think you and the seniors tried to pass along to some of the younger athletes of the group.
We definitely tried to pass along leadership. We wanted everyone to know that next year is their time to start leading and stepping up for the team, for sure. We wanted everyone to realize that team bonding was a serious thing, and that we need to do it to be able to create a nice and structured team. I feel like us seniors had a lot to do with team bonding and definitely leadership. Coach Mack really relied on leadership for the seniors, so we took a lot into our hands to do the indoor season, to practice for this season.
That sounds great, and absolutely. I do want to talk about your expectations, your goals. I know you didn't get a chance to show them out on the soccer turf, but kind of talk about what you are expecting this season.
So as a senior, I expected to have an amazing season. I expected, since we've been playing with almost the same team for the last 4 years, I expected us to have built a lot more chemistry and to become stronger as a team. Last year, since we grew so close with our team, I expected us to play even better this year with how much we keep growing. Some of my goals were to definitely become a leader, also to win a lot more games than we have in the past, and to become really close as a team.
All right. Well, what are your plans for the future now that you're set to graduate?
I'm going to attend DMAC in the fall, and I'm going to go for nursing. This summer, I'm going to take a class through DMAC, and I'm going to become a CMA, which is one step ahead of what I am now. And then I might end up playing soccer for DMAC. They have a team called the Tigers.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and obviously best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.